Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. Every week, my goal is to create a follow-up episode that is short, sweet, and all about the actionable steps from this week's longer podcast. So my goal is to distill the episode down into a couple of bullet points that I want you to act on immediately to make a big, big, big impact in your business. I am your host of The Efficient Advisor, Libby Greiwe, and I built a 100% referral-only planning practice from scratch that I grew to seven figures as a solo advisor, all while being a working mom, working just 3 days a week and taking off 14 weeks a year. And yes, you can leverage your schedule through systems and processes. And I am here to walk alongside you and to show you how to do exactly the same and to help you take immediate action on the most important strategies for scaling, organizing, and creating less stress and overwhelm in your business. We are about to transform your practice. So move over exhaustion and get out of the way, advisor ADD. It is time to take that one right next step to build a business and, even more importantly, a life that you love. So this week's episode, my guest was Carter Wilcoxon, and we got into lots of things. Like, I kind of joked in the outro of the longer episode this week that it was kind of a random episode. And I was like, okay, what is the actionable item here? And at The Efficient Advisor, we talk a lot about this concept of buying back your time, meaning spending money in order to get back your absolute most precious resource. And everything is out there on the internet, right? You can literally learn anything and everything. You can Google anything and everything. But there is definitely something to be said for, you know, somebody else doing the heavy lifting and all of the research and pulling everything together for you, and not just like creating a, you know, library of resources, but literally something to walk you through all of the steps in the right order, spoon feeding it to you along the way, right? And I think of it a lot like you as an advisor, right? Your clients can go out to the Google and they could learn just about anything from financial planning, right? But there is something about having a consolidated resource with experience, education, and know-how of, you know, how to pull it all together and the ability to interact and have a relationship. So that's exactly what kind of my takeaway from this was, is giving myself permission, giving you permission to spend the money in order to save yourself insane amounts of time. So three kind of things that Carter mentioned in this episode that honestly a couple of them I had never even heard until he started talking about them and I had to do a little research afterwards. But three things I heard in this episode are for, especially for RIAs, independent advisors, IMOs, independent marketing organizations. There is definitely a huge difference between good ones and not so good ones. If you're using a good one or a great one, it will help you, you know, or they, I should say they will help you by making implementing business easier start to finish. So you can really leverage them like a kind of like an employee, right? They can do analysis for you. They can come up with recommendations. They can look at your plans for clients. They can run illustrations. They can even help you position product with your clients. They push business through the pipeline, all of the things. Yes and amen. The second thing that Carter mentioned in this episode was the advisor partner client acquisition kit. Okay, so it's a little bit of a mouthful and I hadn't heard it before. So I did some research, and if you are wanting to revamp your marketing, so like literally top down, this looks like a hella deal. It includes everything from website design to creating a bunch of turnkey videos and drip marketing campaigns featuring you, help with your vision statement, help with copywriting for website, social media, all the things, their estate planning webinar, which I'll talk about here in more of a second too. Their, you can get a spot on their podcast, so then you can promote that to clients with you as an expert guest. You can just click the link in the show notes, or I've added it to the resources page of my website, Carter is just an awesome guy. His enthusiasm and energy is absolutely contagious. Okay, the third thing I heard Carter mention was the Done For You estate plan. And I was like, ooh, interesting. Tell me more. So I even called Carter after we recorded and I was like, okay, I want to make sure I fully understand this so I can explain it. So basically, you know, you would charge a client like however many thousands of dollars to do an estate plan for them. And you can do this a couple of ways. If it's a really big client and you want to do estate plans for all of your clients, Carter and his team of estate planning experts will actually just do the entire estate plan and give you a deliverable. I believe they'll even present to the client. Or, you know, they can craft the whole thing and give it to you and you can present it to your client. So the clients can pay them, the clients can pay you, and you can pay them. But either way, it's a way for you to have estate planning inside of your business without you having to become an expert or without you having to do the work, right? This is the biggest complaint that I get from all of my advisor clients is like, I want to do these things. I want to do these value adds. I want to do this, but I don't have the time to learn it all. I don't trust myself that I'm going to make all of the right calls because it's not my sweet spot or the area of expertise. I don't know how to pull it all together. And this is part of the advisor partner client acquisition kit that I mentioned as item number two. So that is a twofer is my understanding. Anyways, I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. So whether that is hiring people to help you in your home life, whether that's hiring out or, you know, purchasing resources for your business life, anything that allows you to buy back time, time being literally everything. You know, you always go to anytime I'm at like a conference or like some of you hear time is, and everyone yells money. And really it's time is everything. You guys, it is the one thing you can't get more of. It is one of the few things that you can't ever, you know, get back. Like, time is literally everything. So thinking through what resources exist out there that I can just purchase a done for me, walk me through all the steps, spoon feeding type thing, right? And again, think of it the same way, like I said, through the lens of this is why your clients hire you, right? Can they go become experts on financial planning? Yeah, sure. But if you're considering a full rebrand or kind of top-down marketing restructure or revamp, make sure you check out the resources that Carter has provided to us on theefficientadvisor.com in the resources tab or again in the show notes. Hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. I hang out in the Efficient Advisor community over on Facebook along with 2,200 and some odd other advisors who are just super cool and willing to share resources, templates, tools, provide feedback, all the things. Or as you know, I hang out on LinkedIn. Thank you guys so much and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week.